From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. The Ada County Highway District has a new interactive bike map for folks who are planning cycling trips anywhere between Barber Park and Star. So, you want to know which roads have bike lanes? Maybe you're looking for a bike repair shop. Maybe you want a really intense ride, or maybe you just want one that's a bit more sedate. This map has it all. Here to tell us more about what the map has to offer is Dave Rader, Supervisor of Accessibility and Mobility at ACHD. Dave, it's really nice to have you on the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
So, Dave, how did this map come together?
Yeah, so ACHD has had printed versions of bike map for some time, and we really wanted a way to reach more people. So we saw the need for an online bike map. So now we have one.
Yeah, and it has all kinds of features. You have bicycle routes broken down into three categories. So can we talk about that? Let's talk about this first category. You have trips that are called high comfort for adults. So what does that mean?
Yeah, so high comfort for adults. These might be routes that are on a busy roadway that have maybe a little higher volume of vehicles traveling at a little higher speeds. But there might be a dedicated on-street bike facility on there. So that would be a route that would be comfortable for an adult to travel, but maybe not so much if you were traveling with your 3 or 4 year old rider.
Okay, so then you have trips that are high comfort for all. So that would include the whole family, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so they're really more all age and ability routes. So ACHD has low stress bikeways. So these are bikeways that typically have lower vehicle volumes, lower speeds. You can think of maybe residential streets, maybe in your neighborhood, where there's just not that demand for vehicle travel. So We have a network of low stress bike routes, and they're really nice to get around on. I know my family uses quite a few kind of in the downtown Boise area.
Okay, and then that final category, the trips are increased stress for most. So
this would be maybe jumping on Overland Road where there's a dedicated on-street bike lane on Overland Road. Maybe there's not, but you're going to need to be a little more brave and fearless to take one of those routes. So our map color codes those routes. So the orange on the map, the orange lines are the high stress for most routes. And then the green lines are the high comfort for adult routes. And the blue lines are high comfort for all abilities. So those are all distinguished on the map. And yeah, you'll see we have quite a network of all different colors of lines.
Mm-hmm. So explain to why this isn't a flat map, because you've incorporated different layers. So how does that work?
Yeah, so you might not want to be inundated with all the features the map offers. So there's different layers you can add to a map, such as traffic signals. There's community centers like libraries, key destination shopping centers, bus stops. So you can toggle those on and off. If you had them all on at once, it'd be a lot to look at. So if you're interested in a specific feature where the nearest shopping center is, you can turn just that layer on to help kind of streamline or focus in on what you want to see.
Okay. So you also have the ability to report a problem, kind of like, you know, let's say you're driving, right? You see, you know, an accident or something blocking a lane. You've done this as well for this bicycle map. So how does that work?
Yeah, so on the bottom of the map, there's five tabs, and on the bottom right side, there's a tab that you can click to submit a report. So it will bring up a little pop-up window, and you can, I guess, there'll be fields you can enter. What did you see? Where is it? And you can even add pictures. After you complete the report, you hit submit, and then that will go to ACHD staff, and then we can help take care of the issue.
The map has some other features, which I think this is great. Things like where to find a park, maybe a library. Why was that important for you to add those features on there?
So those are, we know those are destinations that attract people. And it's really important to provide options for people to get out of their cars if they want to walk or bike. So those locations, since they generate a lot of traffic, we thought it was really important to include those on the map so you can understand how to get to them on any of our bike facilities. Mm.
So, Dave, how important is this map for folks? I mean, we have a really large cycling community here in the Treasure Valley. So I would think that something like this is not just important, but it's really helpful, too.
Yeah, that's such a great question, Gemma. I think it's extremely important. Not too long ago, I had a gentleman call who was, his bike commute was interrupted by one of our construction projects. He was feeling frustrated, not being able to take his typical route. And I pointed out that he could take another street that was on our bike map. And I think if he had this tool in hand, he would have been able to kind of take a look right there on the fly. He wouldn't have to call ACHD. He could have kind of figured it out with this great resource we have.
Okay. Well, so how do people access this map?
So the URL for the map is www.achdidaho.org/bike map. You can also just Google ACHD bike map, or if you use Bing or whatever browser, just type in ACHD bike map, and it'll likely be one of the first responses in your search.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. excuse me. I got a frog in my throat there. Talking to us about this new map. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having us, Gemma. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Dave Rader, Supervisor of Accessibility and Mobility at ACHD, about their new interactive bike map. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.